Office space has become a bargain in San Francisco. Since the dot-com bubble burst, rents that were once $80 a square foot are hovering around $30. Before the dot-comers left, many renovated old warehouses near downtown. So office space in San Francisco is cheap, convenient, and available in big parcels. Rebecca Roberts reports.
Once much of this city buzzed with the sound of dot-com startups. These days, you're more likely to hear this. Silence. This particular silence is the lobby of an office building at 600 Townsend Street in San Francisco's trendy South of Market neighborhood. This building was once home to Camp 6, which was an incubator. That is, a startup that helps other startups start up.
Any time of the day, we couldn't be standing here and have the door not fly open every 10 seconds. You know, it was just the buzz of all buzz, really.
Yeah, it was.
Mel Bracken and Sonia Privatok are former employees of Camp 6, which folded 2 years ago. Privatok, who now runs her own PR firm, says the office has been reconfigured since Camp 6 glory days, and the most glaring dot-com excesses are gone.
This was the couch room, we called it. We used to have an oxygen bar in here. Literally, flavored oxygen. You know, I don't remember all of
geranium.
The flavors. Geranium was one of them.
Mel Bracken now rents this space to smaller, less flashy companies, which he calls restartups. They very quietly fill this space, making phone calls, having meetings. But other nearby buildings are experiencing a more dramatic transformation. This former warehouse at 875 Howard Street was renovated for office space by the now bankrupt March1st.com. But soon it will be the new home of the California Academy of Sciences. Academy Executive Director Patrick Koselic explains how a chronically underfunded natural history museum was able to rent such a prime location.
Well, initially, we looked and said, we need about 200 to 250,000 square feet, and real estate brokers were saying, this is at the height of dot-com boom. It's not here in San Francisco. You're going to have to go further afield. And then as that market changed dramatically, we went from no options or very few options to hundreds of options.
The Academy of Sciences includes a huge aquarium, so only a few of those hundreds of options were strong enough to house tons of ocean water, not to mention sharks and stingrays. But 875 Howard was, after all, an industrial warehouse once, so the building is plenty strong, and the aquarium will officially open here in January, which brings new meaning to the notion that grandiose dot-com dreams now sleep with the fishes.
When I'm in this building, I can start to see where Snake Alley will be or where the penguins will be or some of the cool ideas that folks working with us are helping to develop. Different? Absolutely different. But maybe different's okay.
All around town, surprising tenants are filling the space left by fleeing dot-commers. The Exploratorium Science Center will take over another Townsend Street building. UC San Francisco is opening a big new research center in the same neighborhood. All of this is creating more work for Kathleen Monroe, who has the uniquely San Franciscan job title of Space Clearing Consultant. Clients like Alan Schlossman, who doesn't want the former tenant of his live workspace to limit his potential, hire Monroe to clear the residual energy from their homes and offices.
I like to think I'm unique enough that I don't want to build on somebody else's energy. I want my own energy.
Monroe searches the space with her hands, a dowsing rod, and instruments for detecting electromagnetic fields, looking for leftover energy from the former tenant. The bells are a way of dislodging that trapped energy.
So I found some pockets of residue from the person that was here before, a little bit of sadness, more of that sort of scattered feeling. I got the sense that maybe this was meant to be a really productive space and wasn't so much for him.
The same might be said of much of San Francisco. Ultimately, it wasn't as productive as the dot-com entrepreneurs once hoped. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts in San Francisco.